I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another edition of Pistol Shrimps Radio, the podcast where two people sit in a gymnasium in Southern California and watch an amateur women's basketball team play basketball until one team wins and the other team loses. The team that we hope wins is the Pistol Shrimps, and the other team, I'm not sure who they are, but we'll figure that out. Matt Gourley is on assignment tonight, so joining us here on Pistol Shrimps Radio is my wife, Christina Rogers. Let's hear it for her. Seriously, clap. Clap right now, wherever you are. Start louder. Cheering. Give me a little whoop, whoop.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you can stop clapping. What happened to the microphone?
I kind of had a Liam Gallagher thing happening where it was pitching down and then it just fell out of the stand.
Oh, that's not great.
I think I was booby-trapped.
You might have been booby-trapped. Well, folks, it's November 6th, 2018, and you know what that means.
It's Pistol Shrimps.
7 days ago, it was Halloween. But tonight's arguably scarier because it's election night.
Yeah, we need to take back Halloween.
Let's do it. We just had a rousing basketball game right before this. A last-minute buzzer beater. 37-35, the final score of the game between...
How can you tell?
Well, that's Peaches and Kareem. And I'm not sure who that other team is that won. But congratulations to them anyway.
They have a small font.
They do.
It's small and it's script.
It's an unfortunate font. I know I have a lot of opinions about font, design, all that stuff. Give me some big, thick lines.
I have a lot of opinions about a lot of things. Hello, Pistol Shrimps listeners.
Christina, my little Mishka, my favorite woman in the entire world. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a little bit of what's been going around. So I'm armed with... my throat spray and my cough drops, just in case.
Yeah, the scene here...
The action gets a little crazy and I have to talk a lot.
The scene here at Pan Pacific Park is intense. This table is full of cough remedies.
I know. Well, I want you to have a great experience. I want you to listen to me and enjoy it. And I know you're going to miss Matt. I'm going to do my best to keep you entertained, to keep your mind off the election, whatever the results are, good or bad.
We won't know because there's no... You're not allowed to use the internet here at a public park in Los Angeles.
Is
and
that
that's
true?
That's a city ordinance.
Is that a fact? Is that a tip?
No, that's not a fact. It's not a tip either.
We talked about leaving our phones in the car just so we wouldn't be tempted to check. And I'm really like, don't check, because you're just going to get a little smidge of information.
Yeah.
And it's not the whole picture.
Here's the deal. If you cast a vote, you
awesome.
Did your job.
Awesome.
And you don't have to answer to anybody but the man upstairs.
You have to answer to social media because Los Angeles and, let's say our coastal cities, there was a wave of, I voted, here's my sticker. There's
a lot of that today.
A lot of that happened.
Me included.
I did it. I did it with the dog because I figured most people would rather see the dog.
Our dog voted today. Come at me. Pistol Shrimps, the good news is the game is about to start. The bad news is there's only 5 Pistol Shrimps, and there will only be 5 Pistol Shrimps for the game tonight. The squad is a little light.
But they're looking good.
It's true. We've got people down. We've got people that are sick. We've got injured people. People left town completely and will not return.
So we've talked about the Pistol Shrimps are fighting space glam.
They're fighting tonight. There's not a basketball game. They're going to fight.
I'm sorry, the competition is between the two teams, Pistol Shrimps and Space Glam. Space Glam looks like they do have some extra players.
They've got a few, yeah. They're in black jerseys with a menagerie of shorts.
They also have some crutches on the side.
There is someone on crutches over there. There are, in a walking boot.
Well, let's focus back on our Pistol Shrimps. Who do we got in our starting and only lineup?
The only people that will be playing basketball for the Pistol Shrimps tonight are Number 3, Melissa Stetton.
We have number 53, Paisley Gray.
We have number 21, Ingrid Hans Mabubi Walla.
We have number 16, Maria Baslucci.
And number 24, Allison Pemberton, VUP 450, a name I regret giving her and have since I gave it to her.
You know, it's a tight team. They look like they're ready to play ball. The ball is up in the air and immediately goes to VUP 450.
That's right. And she's going to be our point guard tonight.
She's
Jesse Thomas
and
out of town.
Gray has it. She makes a shot, misses. Ingrid takes it and Hama Boogie to Melissa Stetton to... So is Blue Shorts VUP 450?
Yes, that's right. Blue Shorts. You can call her Blue Shorts if you want. Nice pass over to Blue Shorts. Blue Shorts is going to dribble. She's double-teamed over to Blasucci. Long
Blasucci.
Shot.
Ooh, misses.
No good. Number 9 for the Space Glam team gets the rebound, and we'll see her in court.
I do not want to encourage the Space Glam to score, but I like when they're at the other basket because they're away from us.
Oh, we are down here at the, I guess this is the southernmost point.
All right, number 24, Allison VIP 450 is headed back. She's taking her time.
Wait a minute, VIP 450?
I thought that's what you said it was.
I said VUP 450.
Oh, shoot.
I know. Was that a shoot or a shit?
Oh, she went from the three-point line, bounced off the backboard.
That's right.
And Space Glam is wasting no time getting away from us.
1 minute of basketball action down. It's 19 minutes on the clock. The score is still 0-0.
Stetton is doing her best to block. Oh. They went to the outside. Space Glam is attempting to make a shot. Ooh. That was far.
Honey, I commend you for being able to do this much play-by-play.
I don't even think I'm trying to warm up. I've had some listener feedback that...
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I you know, everyone is so supportive of me, but they do like it when I focus on the game.
Okay. Well, then I'll have to play the role of the person who's not focusing on the game.
Yeah.
And that person, of course, is Mortimer Fudge.
Oh, Stetton tries... to Mabugie. Mabugie tries to go off the backboard, and Space Glam gets it.
It wouldn't be a Pistol Shrimps game if Ingrid Walla didn't hit the deck, and she did it early on tonight.
Does that hit the deck mean the floor?
Yeah,
or the...
she goes flat on the floor a lot of the times.
You know, when we're tall, that's what happens. Space Glam tries and misses. I don't know what just happened, because it looked like Maria and a Space Glamour were just putting the ball back and forth.
The Space Glamour tried to... it's not worth it.
Okay.
If there's good basketball action going on, I'll let you know.
Okay.
There was just a lot of tiptoeing on the end line there.
There's
I think
a lot
that's
of rodeo
basketball.
Happening right now. There's a lot of...
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Mabugie was putting her hands up in the air, but now Paisley threw it back in, and VIP 450 is... taking her time. I like that she thinks about it. Well, there's nobody to switch out, so you got to pace yourself.
That's right.
Stetton thinks about it. Oh, we got a Glamour just waving her hands. Mabugie has it back to Stetton. Stetton's looking, and now she stopped because I think there was a whistle.
Who is that? Do you know
Wally Whoopsie?
I guess that's who that is.
That's who that is.
I didn't recognize him.
He's doing like...
He's like checking his watch.
Yeah.
No time to chill. Got a date. Can't be late. The girl's going to do me.
Oh, he's mad at a Space Glam. He wants her to cover something up.
Oh, does she have jewelry on? That's
okay,
not allowed.
Okay, Paisley threw it to VIP. VIP takes a shot over to a Space Glam, and the ball goes away.
You might as well call her Blue Shorts, honey, because I think VIP... You keep saying VIP.
What is it?
It's Verizon Unlimited Plan 450 minutes.
How do you say it?
VUP 450.
VUP.
Yeah.
All right, VUP.
She's got it again. But okay. I call her Blue Shorts.
VUP 450. Allison, she's again.
She just kind of on
that
the beat
of
her own
style.
Drummer.
That
yeah.
would be my style. Just don't get panicked. Over
Real
to Stetton.
Cash.
Stetton is looking. Over to Mabugie. Mabugie throws it to Maria. Maria goes to Paisley. Paisley.
Oh.
I didn't see what happened, but the ball is loose.
Allison was driving to the basket. Paisley had a nice little play set up there, and she didn't get to shoot, but she will shoot some free throws.
VUP 450 is at the free throw line. And what is our free throw topic?
It can be anything you like.
Name a thing you donated to our garage sale today.
That I donated to our garage sale today? Okay.
See if you can remember. She missed.
She missed her free throw. That Marie Kondo book. We're trying to clean out our house. And ironically, one of the things that made the bin that's getting sold at a garage sale
Look,
is that
stuff
Marie
is a problem.
Kondo book.
I love stuff. I
what
love
are you getting
stuff
rid of?
So much. A camera from 1997.
Why do we still have it?
Because it's a good prop.
It is a good prop. You were in the prop and wardrobe biz.
I was. I am. I am in the prop and wardrobe biz. I have a giant studio/garage full of treasures.
And you're straddling retirement and and a metamorphosis.
Okay.
Metamorphosis.
Well, we can get back to that. Space
starring
has the ball.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Stetton is trying. The ball just rolled.
Yeah, someone.
Can the ball roll just on the floor like
sure.
it wants?
It's a ball. That's what it really wants to do.
Just roll.
Most balls just want
to
have.
Space Glam has the ball. Our pistol shrimps are trying to get it.
And
Maria
they do
has
get it.
It. Yes, this is what I'm talking about.
Blue Shorts is driving down. It's one on one.
The 450 is going for it. And I thought she should be rewarded. It
she
missed.
Drove to the bucket and did not get it. Paisley Gray and number 7 for Space Glam will do a jump ball here. But the possession arrow is pointing towards Space Glam.
So it looks like the shrimps are wearing like all the same jersey, but they have a free-for-all with shorts, socks, and shoes.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Okay. The only thing that matters is the tops.
Melissa has some nice, looks like a Velcro situation happening with some cat socks tonight.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Keep us appraised
well,
of shorts.
Know, these are things I like.
You like shorts?
I like clothes.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody's running.
Vup 450 again, just sort of her
Maboogie,
speed.
Maboogie, Stetton has it. Stetton, whoop. Maboogie got it. Yes, no.
No.
Oh, Maboogie has it again.
Did it look good?
Yes, no.
Nobody has scored yet. There's 14-14 on the clock.
This is me. I just gazed at the clock, like looking in the Indiana Jones eye of Mara.
You're not supposed to look at that.
I know.
That's why that ride is cursed.
I was speechless for a second.
We got a foul of some kind. Referee Wally Wally Whizbang with the ball. What did you say?
I don't know. He does look like maybe he was driving the Uber and they pulled him in. Like, he doesn't look...
There's points, and unfortunately there for Space Glam.
You know what I will say? I think the other ref, whose name is...
Oh, Mike Toms.
That ref I've met before.
Oh, you have? He does not look familiar to
I
me.
Think he's, isn't he the super friendly one?
I don't think so.
Oh.
But he might be.
Yes!
Pistol Shrimps respond. It's 2-2.
Nice. I don't know who did that.
That was Allison Pemberton. Vup 450, Vip 450, Blue Shorts. And now we've got a tie game once
She's
again.
She's the only one wearing blue shorts.
It's true.
Maybe I'm going to warm up, you guys. She
day.
Is going off. She got
the ball.
Ball
is loose.
The
and
ball
she's
was on
got
the loose,
it.
And she's got it, and somebody has five fingers. Yes, she did it.
Who's got five fingers?
No,
I hope all of them have
Space
10.
Space Glam just did like a jazz hand. They did like a glam move. Maybe that's what they rehearse.
Well, but, it's Space Glam.
Yeah, but when they're trying to block, they shoot five fingers out. It's not just like a loose hand. It's got some energy to those fingers. They attempted to make a hoop. They missed.
Did. And, of course, this weekend at the Pomona Fairgrounds and Fairplex, what do they call that place? The Pomona Fairplex?
Basucci tried and scored.
Oh, my joke is over.
The power of the striped
shorts.
Because
there's points. And you can hear the crowd over here tonight. They're really into the game.
Nice.
Everybody needs a little bosom for a pillow.
Why are we doing corner shop?
I don't know. I just started saying one thing, and then I went into lyrics of a song. I barely know.
Vit 450 is headed back down. She stole the ball from Space Glam.
Her speed can only be described as brunch.
That's smart. Stetton goes for it.
Ooh.
And,
fouled on the shot
Stetton
there.
Stetton went down, but helped up by Space Glam. I hope that was some good sportsmanship, because I'll cut somebody. I'm close enough to this action where I can get out from this table.
Referee Barnaby Clutchberry with the call, and now Marissa Sturton will shoot
Come
some
on,
free
Melissa,
throws.
Use the power of those cat socks.
What kind of stuff are you getting rid of at that garage sale?
Oh, I got some blue speckled camp wear.
I'm sorry?
Blue speckled camp
wear. Oh, that stuff's cool.
That stuff is hard, but you need to put it in a box so I forget it.
Yeah.
There's lots of holiday stuff going to be available. Well,
that's what I was going to say on this next free throw.
Oh, sorry, sweetie.
Okay, there's going to be a lot of holiday stuff available.
A lot of bulbs, some wreaths, some garland, crap.
Don't say crap, because then nobody's going to come to the sale. Also, if
my
you're
trash is your treasure.
If you're interested in coming to the garage sale, email the show, pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com, and I will give out my home address on the internet.
Oh, my, that's terrible.
How are people going to find...
Whoa, Space Glam went high, but it did not go low.
Big long shot. How are people going to find the sale if we don't tell them where we live?
I guess people...
I don't want to put it on this podcast.
I haven't had a garage sale in a long time, but 450 is going... That was an action shot, and it went out of the basket.
I feel like maybe they shrunk the baskets here, maybe seasonally or daylight savings time. The basket's smaller. The ball's not going in. Maybe. These shots are real pretty looking.
They look great. They look very, very successful. I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to back away.
Go ahead. Long shot here from Space Glam, and they're coming closer. 6-4 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps with 10:30 on the clock.
Ooh.
Well, this isn't even brunch. This is like I slept in and I'm having
coffee
later.
I love that she's just taking her time. And Melissa, too. Melissa's thinking about it and going for the big points on
really
the, on
long
the,
shot.
On the three-pointer line.
Ooh, Paisley Gray with a bucket. 8-4 in favor of the Shrimps.
You know, I think this is a good mindset for these girls because there's five of them. They're just slow and steady wins the race. Don't get too excited. Conserve that energy.
Yep. Grind them out. You don't need to hustle every single time. Nobody ever got anywhere from hustling.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, hustle. So they
hustle
should hustle
is a
more.
Good thing.
They do look like they're hustling, though, but at a slower
Ooh,
pace.
Nope.
What do you mean?
My
nope
is when the Space Glam goes for it. I'm gonna give you code.
They took a shot
they
and it didn't go.
They took a shot and it missed, and my leg's asleep.
Why
I
is your
like,
leg asleep?
Because I'm crouched and behind this table. I think the ref doesn't like us.
No, he does. Nobody likes us.
I like you.
Aww. I like you back.
Okay, we're back down here by us.
I like you front too.
Melissa has it. She's looking to pass it to Vip. And Paisley tried it, and now the ball is once again on the loose. That's a squirrely butter ball. Nope, there was a problem.
Tonight's Thanksgiving dinner brought to you by Squirrely Butterball, the turkey that gets away from you.
Are you going to miss having turkey dinner this
Hell
year?
Hell no. And let me tell you why.
I'm going to tell you that we don't have to cook turkey dinner this
That's
year.
That's one reason. Another reason is it's not the greatest. Everybody loves that meal. But
Space Glam tried and it missed.
I'm telling you, these baskets are something funky with them.
Do you think is the ball deflated?
No.
And that's why it's not going in? Is it magnetized?
That's probably it. That's probably it.
Someone had a magnet spray that kept the ball out of the hoop.
Oh, nice crisp passing.
There is so much excellent high passing going on from the Shrimps.
You know what they call that?
No.
Ball movement.
Are you shitting me right now? He is looking at me like, sweetie.
That's a real term.
They're doing great. It's a real nice, high, consistent arc.
That crispy passing that you're seeing is called ball movement.
But it's really nice. It's almost, it's like a dancing water. It's like the dancing waters we saw at Boney Island last week. Folks, guys, if you're in the LA area, let me give a shout out. Ooh, my boogie goes for it.
That's going in.
Yes, she got.
10-4. Good buddy.
So Boney Island is a guy that he used to do a big Halloween display. And Sherman Oaks.
His name isn't Boney Island.
Well, Boney Island is the name of his Halloween display. Like, really next level. Space Glam, tried and missed. Really next level Halloween display with skeletons and a carnival theme.
And then the city said, go ahead and do this forever, right?
The neighbors got mad. Oh. The city fined him. And so now he has a new home. Stetton is trying. Gives it to Maboogie. Maboogie goes for it.
That's points, too. 12-4 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
So now, Boney Island, you can pay and go see these little vignettes.
But it's at a public park here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but it's like by the dog park, which is basically under the freeway. So
so don't go.
It's space. No one can really tell where you are in the dark. The ball's on the loose. Space Glam got it.
Did you just say in space, no one can really tell where you are in the dark?
Probably. I got it. Oh. You know, I am not rooting for Space Glam, but this girl took I'm going to say from the 4-point line. She took a side shot from far away.
That's a high difficulty shot, and it went way high in the air.
So I got to, there's some respect for that.
Up 450 drives, right down the lane, passes over
Paisley
to Gray.
Paisley has it. Back
rebound.
Maboogie, Paisley. Ooh, right over, is that ball still in play? Maria picks it up for almost a score. A lot of bounce. And Paisley gets to throw it back in. Oh, no, she doesn't. She gave it to the ref.
She does get to throw it back
in. Oh, she does?
Yeah, this is like the referee formality.
I also have been watching too much baseball. I don't really watch.
Oh, collision.
There was a collision, and Maboogie went down. But you say she goes down.
She does. She's a very physical
player. The
taller
we are, the harder we fall. I'm the same way.
And that's what happens when bodies start slapping from doing the wild thing. A song you hate. And I don't really like it much either, so I don't know why I even said
it.
Is that on your list of I don't ever need to hear that again?
Yeah, retired. You should retire songs.
The new podcast
Paisley
that we're starting?
Saved. This ball was super squirrely, and she did like a labyrinth move, like a David Bowie labyrinth. Oh, that's the right movie. It's not Dark Crystal.
Which one is it? Bowie is in Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, right? Well,
yeah.
That's what Paisley just did, that infamous scene
with the
magic ball. That's what she did with the basketball.
Well, I heard Paisley's moving to Vegas to start a magic show.
I'm sorry. I'm watching the game. He looked at me like, what do you have to say about that? Nothing.
Space
Glam. I got
Glam.
Nothing to say because Space Glam looked like they were going to make a point and I was concerned.
We got a timeout here, I think. Ingrid Wallace headed to the, I'll call it the locker room. It's really the bathroom. There's no locker room here. But we may have a serious situation going on here. Well, they're going to do a timeout here. So
Maria's
with that, honey,
to check on her. Are we going back to holidays?
No, we're going to go ahead and open something.
Oh, we got
some mail. If you'd like to mail things to the show, you can mail it to Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041.
That's been in our house the longest.
Yeah, let's do that, that little guy. There's also a little blade in the thing. Do we
you
need a blade?
You were not prepared?
What? Yes, I'm prepared. There's a blade in there. There's a little knife. But I don't need it. You just open this. All right, let's see what we got going on in here. I truly hope that she is all right.
I hope she's all right, too. I didn't really see the exit, but Foot 450 is talking to the ref right now. And the rest of the shrimps are hydrating.
Dear Mark and Matt, first, this letter is not for me. Rather,
is
it's for my brother.
Is that a letter that's in the box? Just a letter?
Yes.
In a box?
No, and then there's this.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Since the show was winding down, I decided it's now or never to reach out to you guys. My brother means a lot to me, and he turned me on to Pistol Shrimps Radio when it was finishing up its second season a few years ago. I was immediately hooked and binged through it, along with all of Super Ego that was available on my podcast app. Your comedic energy and synchronicity is palpable. If you could give him a boogie, Neil, a shout-out on air, that would mean the world. Will
Neil.
You do that? Go ahead, honey.
Neil, you're a boogie. Is that a shout out?
I think that's pretty good. He has no idea that I'm asking this either, so when he listens and hears this, it'll probably
Neil, surprise.
You'll make his life.
Surprises
since I'm in grad
are the best,
school,
you guys.
Since I'm in grad school, have no money, this would probably be a good early Christmas gift, and I might even be off the hook for his birthday next year too. Let's see.
Neil, happy birthday.
Oh my god.
Merry holidays.
This is good. He's a budding comedian and writer himself, finds a lot of inspiration in your work. Yeah, save your money. He's always telling me how Matt is his spirit animal. He listens to every podcast he can get his hands on by you two, as well as everything Matt seemingly ever worked on, including James Bonding's Super Ego, Super Ego Forgotten Classic, John Daly's Pilot Project.
The boogie's back.
She's back.
She's
seems
back?
Okay.
I don't see a bandage.
She
I don't
might
see
have like
blood.
A bloody nose situation.
Oh,
it's
maybe.
Totally possible.
It's very possible.
Stitcher Premium. I was hoping you'd do a version of Cloris Leachman with the name Neil Champagne. I've sent along these watermelon kids in my attempt to convince you.
Oh, those are Sour Patch Kids.
I sent along two packages. Feel free to split them. Let Matt have them both or fight over them Hunger Games style. Thanks for your countless hours of last
Matt
entertainment.
Matt gets them all as the wife.
All the best. Brennan Champagne. Shout out to T-Braid. Yeah, T-Braid. Oh, that timeout. Space Glam came to life. It's 14-8 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
As the wife, I'm going to say, Brennan Champagne, thanks for sending gifts to the boys. They're going to Matt because Mark
doesn't really like those Sour Patch Kids either. Me and Neil Champagne were doing Pistol Shrimps at Pan Pack Park.
Yeah.
We got the ball down at the other end of the...
Is it still everybody's same hoop? It's same hoops, right?
What do you mean same hoops?
Like they didn't change. You know,
no, that's
hockey,
at halftime.
Okay.
Yeah, at halftime they'll switch, honey.
Space Glam's trying and they're failing. I just have to say.
I do think, though, the Pistol Shrimps do have a height advantage.
Is that what it is?
And look at this, too. They're playing 5-on-4 right now. There's 5 Space Glammers out there and 4 Pistol Shrimps.
Oh, because Maboogie's taking a break.
Yeah, I think she has to take a mandated health break.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was Prop 7 on the ballot.
Oh, is that City of Los Angeles Parks and Rec initiative?
Yeah, you have to take a...
Pistol Shrimps are headed back down to the Space Glam. What do you call this? The back?
This end of the...
Court?
Court. This is the court, yeah.
Again, very thoughtful. Stetton tries. Ooh, bounces out. Space Glam grabs it.
If Space Glam is going to mount a comeback, this is the time to do it while the Pistol Shrimps are shorthanded. Maboogie goes back to the locker room. Boy, I'm worried about her. We need a sideline reporter to tell us what's going on with
her. You want me to go?
If you want.
But I can't take it. Well, I guess I can't take the microphone.
Yeah, you can't really take the microphone with you. Well, Space Glam has the ball. They're passing it over.
Space Glam did
shoots.
Some low passes. 9 score.
Okay, that's...
So we're at 14-10.
14-10. Best thing Pistol Shrimps could do here is just slow it way down and look what she's doing.
That's what
she's
doing.
She's skipping breakfast pace. That's what's going on here. There's no shot
she's
clock.
She's up all night. She's up all night pace.
There's no shot clock, so.
Well, Such has got it over to Paisley. Ooh.
No need to be doing this stuff. They could just sort of
Space
dribble
Glam
and hang out.
Space Glam stole it right out the air.
Space Glam has the ball now. 5 will drive. She's up by the 3-point line.
Stetton
nice
tries to
pass.
Get it back. So does There was a whistle.
Yeah, it's a foul on Stetton right there.
Oh, damn it. I thought that was totally clean.
And our scorekeeper, Samsonite Away, is the doing the scorekeeping.
I'm sorry that there's 50% less humor tonight.
And 100% less laughs. Shot from pistols. No, oh, shot from Space Glam doesn't go in. Rebound, Stetton. Stetton to Blasuch.
Blasuch back to 450, and here comes Mabugi. She got some water. Maybe the hydration is the key. Stetton is back here on the outside.
Blue Shorts is coming down. Looks over to Stetton, but drives to the basket.
That was excellent because she gave Stetton like the side eye. Like, I'm going to throw it to you, but just kept running straight and scored.
16-10 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. That was a travel. She took about 97 steps.
She was great. Sure it was perfect. It was flawless. Prove it.
I can't prove it. You're right. Never mind.
And she has the ball again.
Yeah,
Some magic happened.
So who gives a shit?
And goes to Stetton. But
Stetton's going to shoot.
Stetton's in front of us. Oh,
talk about her. She can hear you.
No, I don't want to distract her. But if she'd missed that ball, I would have lost a tooth.
Another drive here from Allison. No good. Rebound, Space Glam.
That's a good play. Is that new in the rep? Oh, here comes the ball.
Is what new?
That play.
Which, what play are you talking about?
The side eye and then go through the middle.
Oh, it's sort of like it's a head fake. I think they call that a head fake.
Oh, is that what they call it? Space Glam is somebody just crawled on their belly and pushed the ball. Is that legal?
Well, the play
number
didn't stop.
Number 5 on Space Glam did like a marine crawl and pushed the ball.
Yeah, well, she's preparing for a big mud run this weekend.
I guess.
Up 450 with the ball again. She's at the top of the key. She shoots. Oh, that looked good, but did not go in.
Bounces out.
Rebound number 7-5 over on the Space Glam team.
Is 5
going to
crawl it back this time?
I wish she would. It seems like it might be entertaining. We got number 5 with the ball. Passing over to 3. 3 is going to drive.
Waving their hands in the air.
Stolen.
Oh, stolen. To Stetton.
Fast
Stetton. Come
break.
On. Let's do it, girl. Focus. Focus. Yes. Got it down.
Stetton
bounced
does
out.
Not score on her fast break. Oh, it looked so good. Come on, baby. Make it look so good.
But Space Glam equally. Ooh. Tried twice. Oh. Not so nice. Nobody scored, but apparently it's a foul. Is that a foul?
No, it just went out of bounds. Referee Carthage O'Malley with the call.
And Mabugi is back. She's back. She's ready for action. Oh, she's got some socks that say, feel the burn.
That's an election day shout out from Han Mabugi.
I had forgotten about the election.
It's easy to forget about it, isn't it, when you
Stetton
have to talk about basketball.
It. Over to Mabugi. Bounces off the backboard. Mabugi tries again and scores.
Now, there's some points right there. It's 18-10.
Ain't nothing to stop her.
Folks, it's time for the overture on Pistol Shrimps Radio. 40 seconds left in the half here. Stetton's got the... No.
Again, the ball is on the floor.
And
Space
no
Glam
points again.
Tries and shoots. It's like a scramble when... Tonight.
What do you like in your scramble, honey? You can probably put a cheese in there.
I like a little cheese, a little avocado on
avocado
top.
Avocado, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm simple. Yeah, simple.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah,
that's what they say, right?
Too many ingredients makes me nervous.
Yeah, why does Denver get their own omelet, but nobody else does?
That's a good question.
I got a lot of questions like that. Anyway,
got a lot of questions.
2 seconds left. Long half-court shot from Space Glam. No good.
That was a far throw.
Folks, it's halftime here at Pistol Shrimps Radio.
How do you guys think I'm doing?
Yeah, write in right now.
Can
though.
You write in right now?
We need immediate feedback.
Oh, wait. No one can hear it. I thought for a second someone could hear it.
No. Well, maybe people in the gymnasium can hear it.
You guys, I'm trying. I think right now I'm warmed up. I'm up to speed.
You feeling good?
Yeah. You know, we spent...
Give yourself a little self-critique.
Self-critique. Well, I've watched a lot of baseball lately and not a lot of basketball. And had I known this would have been happening, I might have brushed up a little bit.
I don't do a baseball podcast, though.
You
I only
should.
Do a basketball. What?
You should.
I should?
Because we like baseball, except for the World Series this year, because
we
were
rough.
A house divided.
Now, folks, let me just tell you this. If you don't like sports, you're not going to want to listen to this next minute
But
or
I think
so.
You can understand this, because if you grew up, chances are, if you grew up wherever you grew up, your family had a team. Someone in your family staked a claim and
That's
put a
true.
Flag and had a team. And my team, my family's team, my grandmother's team were the Los Angeles Dodgers.
And you grew up here in Southern California.
I was part of the Koala Blue fan club.
Oh, all right.
I wanted to be a bat girl. My dad said no because the players would swear.
I've told this story on the show before, but you have the same birthday as Tommy Lasorda.
I do, and I think we've told the story that my parents would take me to a game when on my birthday, when they sang happy birthday, they'd say, oh, it's for you.
Yeah.
Lies. So, but my husband, Mr. Mark McConville, grew up with a Boston Red Sox loving family.
That's right. My father's from Dorchester, Massachusetts. My first game ever was at Fenway Park. You got Wade Boggs, Roger Clemens, Dewey Evans, Jim Rice.
I didn't talk about Ron Say and Pedro Guerrero.
You know what really did it for me?
I didn't talk about Dusty Baker.
I know.
You're going to lose listeners right now. They're shutting it off. They're going over to Pod Save America right now.
No, they're not going to do that because I'm going to mention this name, Oil Can Boyd. What a name on that guy. That's why I like the Red Sox. They had a pitcher named Oil Can Boyd.
If you're going to marry into sports franchises, we've got the best of both worlds. We got an East Coast and a West Coast team.
American League, National League.
We went to Fenway Park last year, and it was magical.
We've gone to games at Dodger Stadium, and they've been great.
Also magical.
Dodgers are easy to cheer for.
But yet, we were a house divided. We were like a Game of Thrones families.
And I think we know who came out on top. Me.
You know what? How are you going to get home?
I drove, and I have the keys. How are you going to get home?
The game's back in session. That was a really quick halftime.
It's election night. Metro's free.
Why do I have to bring that up again?
City of Los Angeles, all metros.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's free. You want to take the bus? We'll leave the car here. It'll be fun.
So they switch now? Is that
they switch? So now okay. The Pistol Shrimps are shooting down this way, and they scored already. It's 20-10 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Excellent. But 450 did it again. Allison, great job, Blue Shorts.
Vup, she did it again.
That's a good way so I can remember it.
Vup.
Vup.
Yeah, V up. It's like
so that means when they're down this side.
Now Space Glam is down here.
I'm just going to say Space Glam. Oh, that ball is too close to me. I got comfortable and the ball got really close and Melissa has it and threw it to the ref.
Yeah, that's a jump ball, but they don't do a jump.
My mouth just touched the microphone and I gotta go sanitize.
They don't do a jump ball. Why do you have to sanitize?
Where has this been?
You don't know.
Exactly.
Long shot from Space Glam, no good. Rebound up 450 and they'll head the other end of the court.
So there's no time clock on her. She can just take her time, see her opportunities.
That's
correct. Set up the shot. Maria looked like she was going in for action.
She was setting a pick right there.
Maria, tonight you have great basketball face.
Inside pass to Hanma Boogie. She scores 24-10 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Maria might not be playing at 100%, I heard before.
Yeah, we've heard some help. We had a health report. I mean, this is a skeleton crew. I mean, are we sure it's not Halloween?
I'm so sorry I yelled, but the ball was coming.
Honey, you got to just let it happen. Let life happen to you over here. Long shot from Space Glam. No good. Rebound, Space Glam. There's a shot. No good. Rebound, Blasucci. We got a foul on the play. Something happened, and nobody knows what it is because the referees don't speak English and they don't talk to us. We got free throw garage sale items coming up right now.
Uh-oh.
Honey, hit it.
Ribbon.
Yeah, you got an ass load of ribbon that we got to sell at this garage sale.
Big ribbon. I have big ribbon.
Big, thick, like I bought a new car ribbon.
Yeah, and I have some vintage holiday decorations, maybe missing an eye or slightly discolored.
Yeah, like a one-eyed Mrs. Claus. This summer on Netflix, watch One-Eyed Mrs. Claus.
We also have some seat cushions available from
patio furniture
that doesn't exist anymore. Just a box of brand new seat cushions.
Pass inside to Gray. Gray shoots. Rebound. Hanma Boogie. She scores.
You did great, babe.
26-10 in favor of what was great?
It was great
my
commentary.
My sports casting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really getting good at this.
Yeah, I started listening to you.
Hey, watch your ass, Joe Buck.
Yeah, Joe Buck.
Long shot from Space Glam. It goes in. 26-13. That's a Shrimps lead is cut in half. They have twice as many points.
I believe in them. They're going to do this. It looks like 36 from here.
Long shot from Blasucci. No good. That rebound is
I'm
in the hands
be
of the Space Clan.
The Joe Buck of this podcast and just
you
say,
are just
someone's dribbling the ball.
Pretty good impression, if
right?
you ask me.
I
yeah.
thought so, too.
Does that mean I have to be Troy Aikman or John
no.
Smoltz?
No, we lost more. We lost more listeners.
Guys, sports is fun, okay? Matt's not here to talk about Star Wars and other
shit. Let's talk about what my Star Wars is.
What's your Wait, we got free throws again. We got I got it.
What are you giving away?
We're not giving anything away. It's a garage
sale. What's
going to
be available for purchase?
A gray boombox. But it's an iPod dock.
I think it was sold at Urban Outfitters. But it's neoprene.
I got this.
Oh, sorry.
There's a 30-pin connector instead of the new lightning connector, so you better have an old phone or iPod.
We also have a variety of speakers that attach to old Space Glam made the shot.
2615.
Technology.
Both of those free throws are good. And that makes me furious. I'm up 450 with the ball. Maria set a pick and then ran into Allison. Good job, Maria.
But Boogie has it, and Boogie looked our direction and threw it the opposite way. That was great side throwing.
Honey, that's Paisley's called a no-look pass.
We Paisley and Boogie just shot it back and forth over the hoop, hoping for some action. But
we have J.R.R. Tolkien's two towers down there, Gray and Maboogie just passing it over each other. We got another free throw here, honey. Do you have any more items?
There's so many items. There's lots of holiday bulbs and lights.
I got one.
Oh.
A shiny microphone, but it has a quarter-inch cord instead of an XLR cord.
It's like for a karaoke machine.
Yeah, but where's the karaoke machine?
Who cares?
Here's a shot. Maboogie. It's in. 27-15.
It was silent in the gym. It was beautiful. It was poetry. It was like birds flying over a pond.
Who do you think your favorite poet is? Ooh, intercepted pass by Blasucci.
Blasucci went to Maboogie, who gave it back to Allison Blue Shorts.
Answer the question. Who do you think your favorite poet is?
Wow. Why you gotta hit me when I'm down? Paisley has it. Paisley passes over to Maria. Maria goes to Maboogie. Maboogie dribbles once and scores.
Honey, that commentary you just did was like a poem from Pablo Neruda.
I like a poem by Robert Frost.
Okay, yeah. The one that he did?
Yeah. Yeah. Space Glam is back down here.
They are, and they're mad. You can tell they want to come back so bad. They're furious. Pass back to Allison Vup 450. She's going to brunch it up here. Everyone's having mimosas. Everyone.
I love it because they... because
even the waiter's hung over.
She's really thoughtful.
Pass back to Vup 450. Way outside. Stetton with the ball back to Allison. Allison drives but has the ball stolen. Maria steals it back. Hama Boogie over to Stetton. Space Glam has it. And that is a travesty.
I don't like it.
8 over to 3. 3 drives. She's got the ball. Pass inside to 1. 1 over to 5. 5. No good. Shot blocked by Hama Boogie. She should be on the All-Star team if they have that, but they don't.
Great. I think my favorite
poem
is...
Oh, God. Don't do that shit. I don't like that.
She's running, 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 running. Score. That was great.
Honey, that's like butter on toast. She went coast to coast.
She ran so fast. Like, she is a master of her own speed.
If this was a video game, Vup 450 just hit the turbo button.
It's like the cat sat on the thing. Oh.
We just had some dramatic behind the under the leg passing back to number 7, who shot a long free throw and made it. Free throw. Three-pointer. It's 31-18, 13-16 on the clock.
Vup 450 passes to Stetton. Stetton looks around and does a really nice confused leg, loses control of the ball, and there's a whistle.
The referee is number 3.
Melissa may have gotten hurt a little bit. It's smarts. She's walking it off.
Yeah, maybe her finger got jammed there. We got a timeout again. Oh, Stetton's down. That doesn't look good. Nothing worse than jamming your finger real hard.
No, getting hit in the nose. That might be it.
Oh, getting hit in the nuts is probably pretty bad. This full dismemberment is awful. So, yeah, maybe this isn't as bad as I thought it was. Grab that other package. We got to open that before too long. We got this timeout here.
Really heavy.
It's very heavy. I don't know what's in here, but we're going to find out.
The fog comes on little cat feet.
That's the poem.
It sits looking over harbor and city on silent haunches and then moves on. Carl Sandburg. That's what my mom always used to say.
That's a Carl Sandburg joint?
Yeah. will you give me the Beastie Boys book for Christmas?
You want me to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thanks.
This is how we holiday shop at our house. Just we look at each other and say, hey, can you get me this?
I love a gift guide, but it's really hard to get my husband to look at a gift guide. He prefers
it. This doesn't look good.
Really? It looks good from here. You guys, this is a rather large priority mailbox that's very heavy, and everything's bubble wrapped, and there's a typed letter with Pistol Shrimp's logos.
My favorite boogies, Mart and Mac. Been listening to you guys since college. Can't thank you enough for countless of hours of entertainment. You've been with me through mental illness, academic struggles, multiple relationships, 4 moves, a trip to South Carolina. No, from
Set
South Carolina
she
to Wisconsin.
VIP for
5
has
job
the ball.
Changes.
She goes to Maboogie goes to Blasuch. Blasuch tries, misses. Space Glam has the ball. The girls tried to glamour her, and there's a whistle blown. Go on.
I wanted to send you a package for a long time, but I couldn't justify the shipping cost from Columbia, South Carolina to L.A. Included are some goodies for your enjoyment. A bag of homemade spiced pumpkin seeds, 2 bottles of Charleston tea, plantation peach tea, 2 bottles of Sheely's barbecue sauce.
I have the Sheely's barbecue sauce.
And a package of moon pies. Thanks again for the podcast. Greatly looking forward to whatever future projects you have planned this season. Give Kubich my best. Your Boggy, Steve. He wrote Boggy, not Boogie. I forgive you for being a Vikings fan, Mark. Well, go screw, Steve.
Wait, does that mean Steve's a Packer fan with my boyfriend Aaron Rodgers?
No. Why does your boyfriend have the same last name as you?
Because that's how we do.
Okay, gross. Oh, yeah, look at these.
Look at those.
Yeah. Steve.
I am too lazy to spice pumpkin seeds.
I'm too lazy to do just about anything. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
They smell really good.
If you want to write into the show, you can.
Pistol Shrimps Food Display.
Radio at gmail.com.
Oh, look at the moon pie.
Speaking of that, we've probably got 100 emails I haven't read yet. It's too much basketball going on.
There's a lot of basketball. They went back and forth and forth and back, but the score is still the same at 31-18. Shrimps.
Honey, I think the thing that you don't realize is there's, with this comfortable of a lead, we generally are talking about some other thing. Are we? What am I jinxing it?
Yes, there's
They're up 31-18 with 11 minutes left.
Bite your fucking tongue.
Language. My mom listens to this show.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen. I'm a little tired.
Hey, aren't we all? It's that time of year.
Your mom came out to visit us and tried to help me start cleaning out the garage and quickly went, let's break for lunch.
Yeah, can we have a gin and tonic?
Just scored 31-18 Shrimps.
Dan Herbert writes the show, pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. Mark and Matt, sad to hear the show's coming to a close. Wish I could express how much I have enjoyed listening to this podcast and how much it's meant to me, but I don't think I'll be able to do it as eloquently as everyone else whose mail you've read, so
Space
I won't.
Has the ball.
Regards, Dan the Quench Thirster. Thanks,
Space
Dan.
Space Slam is dribbling.
Hit it, honey. Hit it.
No, you can just read and I'll insert facts.
Oh, I was gonna read these.
Space Slam shoots, does not score. Blasucci gives it to Paisley. Paisley is thinking.
She just stood there for a while, kind of used the force on Space Glam.
Yeah.
Like, go down to your end.
And Vit 450 has it. She's thinking. Stetton's open. Stetton shoots.
Looking good. Off the rim.
Off
no
the
good.
Off the rim. Ball's out of bounds. Next one. Same one. I can't see you now because there's a bunch of peach tea in the
Move the tea. All right. This email is from Ryan Dutt. Matt and Mark, this email's coming late, but I was struggling with some childhood trauma that you guys brought back to light. I, too, had a Snake Eyes action figure with his dog, Timber. One day, Timber got lost in our couch cushions that were a similar color. I never found him, and I'm pretty sure he got sucked up by the vacuum.
That's the worst.
Anyways, I'll miss laughing like a loon in my car every week and cheering on the Shrimps.
Space Slam is trying to start something.
You want to be starting something?
Yeah.
Jump ball. Let's see. Who's got it? Shrimps get the ball.
Paisley did not want to let go.
That's how
smiling.
It works.
I don't know what's happening.
Ryan's from Allentown, which if you don't know, has a song about it by Billy Joel. If you don't know who Billy Joel is,
it's
maybe
a Billy Joel free night tonight.
Okay, you say so. This guy's reminding us that there are Billy Joel songs out there.
Nope.
Also, shout out to Steve and Jane for introducing me to the Shrimps. You bet, Ryan. You're on the Downeaster Alexa in my book. What? That's just a boat. That's a real boat. That's really out there.
It's
not. It's a fictional boat from a dumb song that I don't like.
Okay, you don't have to talk about it tonight.
Great. Stetton has the ball.
Shrimps have the ball. It went from Vip to Stetton to Paisley to Vip to Blasuch to Maboogie.
I like Vip quite a bit. It's really growing on me.
Stetton tries, and a Space Glam gets it.
Oh, that finger probably got jammed again. She's down on the floor. She's back up again. Looks like she might shoot some free throws here. Honey, I'm running out of stuff that we're going to...
No, we have a huge pile already amassed.
Oh, I got a thing.
Oh, you got a
I
thing?
Got a
what
thing.
Is it?
Okay.
Thing paper.
Ready? Here we go. An old shoulder bag that I don't use anymore.
Stetton makes a free throw. Does she get another one?
34-18. She'll shoot two here, honey. That's how free throws work this late in the game, I guess. I wish I knew, but I don't know.
She missed the second one, but she got one, and to me, that's success.
Yeah, 34-18.
There is a t-shirt from The Gap, men's large. It's a red heathered t-shirt with a blue ringer, navy blue ringer neckline, this, with the price tag still attached.
These items and more can be yours if you can somehow find our house.
We might put
How
it on
are we
next
gonna do
door.
This?
We live on the east side and
of Los Angeles.
Space Glam got a point. So see, you better change your mojo around.
We've got another timeout here for the Pistol Shrimps. Honey, there's a postcard in there. I could find another email.
If people are, keen on social media, if they're good detectives and sleuths, they would know that we live near a Halloween hotspot of Los Angeles.
That's true. And you know that I love Cacao Mexicatessen. So
that's another clue.
Then maybe if you can get to there, you can see the
then
signs.
Maybe you can just figure it out if I make any signs.
But that's creepy too, right? Because then you're just giving...
I might not make any signs.
Then it's just a treasure map.
I'm going to tell my neighbor who's really big on Facebook, and I'm going to make her do it.
We'll give out her address?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do the sale at her
we
house.
We also were going to do, like, here's a bag for $5 and just fill it up.
I think that's a great idea.
I do, too, because that to me says one day. That says 4 hours, and then I'm back inside.
Folks, this never ceases to amaze me. This is from Matt in Pittsburgh.
Why do you have a golf magazine?
Because someone subscribed us to Golf Magazine. Hey, guys, wanted to drop you a line and say thanks for hours and hours and hours of entertainment. I can't wait to see if you follow through on the biblical role-playing game. We probably won't.
Are you going to do that?
We probably
I'm
won't.
I'm not going to listen to that.
There's a real one, so we feel like that we were going to make one up, and then that just seems like a lot of work. Anyway, in these confusing times, it's just what the world needs. If possible, please give a big 40th birthday shout-out
to
Henry Lang.
To Maboogie. Maboogie gives it to Stetton. Stetton tries, and she scores.
Honey,
Space
that was like...
Space Glam has the ball. I'm just going to do a really low register.
This is like... you're like artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I'm going to do an AI. Attention, all passengers.
Did you see AI, the movie?
Hell no.
I
Does it have
either.
A talking dog or Nancy Meyers set design?
Are
that
these...
ball just came towards me, Jordan. You throw that away.
Paisley Rebound,
Gray
Paisley
has
Gray.
The ball. She threw it very delicately.
Let's talk
to
about
Vit
the types of movies that you're going to want to watch. A movie with a talking dog.
Not so much anymore because they've switched to computer animation and that irritates me.
What?
I like it when you used to just give the dog something to chew.
And then, because I remember for one birthday I bought you Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
That was horrible.
That was garbage.
Stetton went to Blasuch. Blasuch goes to Vip. Vip goes to Stetton and the whistle is blown.
Comfortable lead here for the Pistol Shrimps. 36-20.
Says who? 6:16 left
they
in the game.
They have to score 8 times. It takes forever to score. I think they're going to be okay.
It's going to be Christmas by the time that it happens.
Okay, so you want a talking animal, but it's got to be sort of a 90s or earlier talking animal,
I don't want
right?
to talk about this anymore. I
want
to talk about the upcoming holiday, Thanksgiving, and my version of Star Wars, which is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Now, folks, if you're familiar with this, let's just, you know what, honey, I'm going to read this email, and this will be a nice little transition for you. This is from Shelby, France. Hello from your NYC Thanksgiving Day Parade family. So sad this is the last season of Pistol Shrimps, but I'm excited for what you guys will do in the future. More Kubich, less Downeaster Alexa. You got it.
Maboogie just got the ball and scored. Space
we'll see
Glam
you at the Super Eagle Show at the Bell House on November 16th without the almost 2-year-old hold. We'll stand with blah, blah. Anyway, they have a 2-year-old staying with grandparents. If you want to come back for the parade, I still work at the same place overlooking the parade route. You're always welcome.
Shelby,
Much
that
love,
was
Shelby.
So nice of you last year. Last year was my debut in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I was a balloon handler with one of my girlfriends.
Which balloon were you holding?
I was holding Angry Bird balloon.
Uh-huh.
You say angry, I say bird.
Angry.
Bird.
Angry.
My husband did the part of like Amazing Race style balloon handler, and Shelby was nice enough to invite him to her place of work. Paisley
right.
shoots and does not score.
Right there,
tries to salvage it, and the whistle is blown.
Right there at Columbus Circle,
yeah,
right
so
where the parade
like,
takes a nice little
turn. The parade
turn.
Is like at 77th and Central Park West, and so Mark was able to see us just as we came around the corner really epically, and then he got into the subway and then went to like Midtown, and I saw him.
Beautiful free throw from Hanma Boogie there. It goes in 39-20.
There is a glass turkey available at the garage sale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanma Boogie tries again. Bounces.
That's not going to go in.
Not so nice.
Space. So this, Shelby was so nice, and I really appreciate it. But Shelby, I'm not going to need the office this year. Why is that, honey?
You know why? This coattail rider got himself in the parade.
What the hell? A coattail rider?
It wasn't good enough for him to watch. Now
it's
he's going to be part of the magic.
This is your narrative.
So we're returning.
This is
back
horseshit.
To
You're lying right now. You're lying to
Paisley
people on my podcast.
Gives it to Stetton. Stetton is looking fierce. Throws it. Bounces out.
Rebound. Space clamp. You can't lie like that. You guys were like, it's so fun, you should do it next year. So I just went ahead and did
it. We were drinking at whiskey at a steakhouse at noon. So yeah. It is fun. It is great. And people look at me from New York and everywhere else and go like, really, you'd want to be in a parade? But, you know, I started my life as a parade dancer.
Your first job was at a parade.
Yeah, I was a dancer at Disneyland.
So
this has been noted. But I love a parade and I love Stetton tries.
Nice shot
once,
by Stetton.
Right in.
41-20 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Oh, you did math. 41-20. 3:20 left on the clock. So anyway, it was a dream come true. My husband made it happen thanks to the power of Twitter and connections and the internet. And Mrs. Claus vouched for us. And suddenly we were angry bird handlers. It's not a glamorous job because you're wearing your cold weather clothes under a jumpsuit. And ours happened to be white.
Yeah, not
which is
great.
Not a good look. But this year you'll get to experience Mark also in a jumpsuit.
Now, folks, let me just say this. Today, around lunchtime,
oh,
I got an email.
We're supposed to find out.
We're supposed to find out
on
Thursday.
On November 8th.
So next week on the show, I will let you folks know which balloon I will be handling
and
in the 2018 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We might get screen time. We might not. You may not be on TV.
There's one. Well, I'm going to try. I'm going to try it for the front because I know the secret. Because we learned last year, one girl waits for 3 hours underneath the balloon. The balloons all are covered by nets. And she climbs in secretly and holds the bones, which is like a big kite.
I love Rush. Anyway, I got my assignment today, and Christina was
shit and shoved in it.
Furious. Checking her email every 30 seconds.
And I think it was the Russians, because my email server was down for like 2 hours.
And our friend Kimberly is going to be joining us. She got her assignment, so that made her doubly mad. And she was just checking and checking and checking and checking.
Trying for some action.
And then finally, Kimberly and I got emails that said, hey, sorry.
There was a glitch.
We weren't supposed to send those out yet. There was a glitch, which means Tabitha Fudge down in Macy's Thanksgiving Parade Coordinating Department hit send when she shouldn't have. But anyway, got to wait till Thursday to get that official assignment.
You guys, we get to go to New York. First, Mark and Matt are going to be there for Super Ego at the Bell House.
That's right.
Are there tickets left? No.
No, as of this recording, there are no tickets left, though we may have some tickets for a different thing. You got to keep out eyes on the internet.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you're lucky enough to go to that show, and I love New York at Thanksgiving, at Christmas. It's terrific. It's magical.
Would you say
come
New York?
Come for the show and stay for the parade.
New York is its own character in that holiday?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
New York is its own character anyway.
Sure it is.
But that's how we're spending Thanksgiving this year. No turkey, no stuffing, no pie.
None of that stuff.
None
except
of that stuff.
The Sunday after, you do still want to have some
Maybe.
Of that stuff.
The ball came this way.
But it's never going to come at you. These
you
are
a liar who lies.
Professional basketball
You're
players.
You're a liar who lies. Oh, I didn't wear my mouth guard.
But 450 just ripped the ball.
She did some like juke move like
yeah,
our dog
foul.
Does. Our
it's
dog does that at the dog park.
Foul on number 9 there for Space Glam. This is a...
Stetton has the ball. Stetton is doing a slow dribble.
This is slow jam.
She's doing a fast, slow disco move. Blasuch goes
Demasio to... slow jam today.
You know, Maria's
I don't know the words of that song. I just know the melody.
That's a good... Well, she has slow disco and fast, slow disco, and now I don't know what the...
She's got medium disco?
This is your St. Vincent update.
Folks, thanks for listening to the St. Vincent Update, courtesy of Pistol Shrimps Radio, your very inaccurate source for St. Vincent news.
Space Glam is trying to make it happen right now in the final 1 minute and 47 seconds
yeah,
of the game.
They should have scored a lot more points earlier in the game if they wanted it to be close at this point in the game.
These five shrimps are doing great.
Yep.
I mean, I always think they're doing great.
Yeah, but this is a power squadron tonight. I mean, putting up 41 points on any team is not easy to do.
But it's their pace. It's their pace and the weird, I'm going to look this way and throw this way.
You're really into the no-look pass. That's what that's called.
Because that's when I would get hit in the head. Melissa tries, it bounces in.
Serious ball movement from the Shrimps, and she scores.
Nailed it. The girls are smiling.
Oh, boy. 1 minute, 13 seconds on the clock.
This is a good omen for when we turn our phones back on.
Okay, don't you jinx it.
Stetton is running. Oh, got it. Oh, so see, the Shrimps were headed that way, but Stetton did like a pivot and threw it back to Mabuki.
She's trying to reset.
To Vit 450, gave it to Maria. Maria goes for the big throw.
Oh, no good, but the rebound.
Out. But now they're fighting over the ball.
She goes down again.
And Mabuki goes down.
What's this barbecue sauce? I can't wait to put this on something and eat it.
It's in bubble wrap.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Is that all the stuff? Here's two more.
Oh, we got this.
Two more, and then we have a special shout out.
Again, it's always wonderful to hear from folks. This guy's from Vermont. Thanks so much for bringing the pea shrimps
Vermont
to the world.
So pretty right now.
Like everyone else, I'm sad that the show is going to be done. But when you were beginning to have a very basic understanding of the rules, too. As a lifelong basketball player, I find the show to be endlessly entertaining.
Shrimp. That just means the shrimps have the ball.
I try to get my radio co-host, the something Mike, the Hank and Mike Show, Sunday mornings at 8 a.m.
In Vermont?
I can't read it. There's a postage stamp
Food goes to Blasuch.
You can't read that, can you?
No,
WVE something.
Stetton goes and bounces out at the buzzer. Shrimps win it 43-20.
Anyway, he likes the show. He tries to get his radio host to do it with him, but they won't do it. Don't do it. He hopes that he likes carts. This is Henry Ireland from Guilford, Vermont.
Hi, Henry.
The show goes all over the world, and it's wonderful, and I love that it made it to Vermont, and it made it all over. Talk about this, honey.
I'm going to give you some wife perspective, because we, Mark, the fans of podcasts are terrific, and they always find us in the most unexpected places. Coffee in the mornings, at the Walt Disney Concert Hall, like random places.
And where's the latest?
The latest is we were going to Norton Simon to see the Ellsworth Kelly.
Yeah, because I'm classy. Yeah. I love art.
It's also very close by. And so we go there to go to the exhibit, which is downstairs. And as we're walking through the entrance into the show, the security guard says...
The docent? Is that what that guy is?
Docent security?
The guy standing by the exhibit.
He says, hashtag Pistol Shrimps, hashtag Super Ego, hashtag James Bonding, hashtag.
Yeah, he just does
awesome.
A laundry list
but
of podcasts.
So, like, I have a head cold, and we weren't expecting it. And so it was like this like perfect audible noise. And we looked, and he's a fan. And I have to say, Khalil, you made our day. Khalil was so sweet and so nice. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being supportive of me. And now I'll give the mic. And now I'll let Mark say something. But
big,
Khalil, you're just a dream.
It never gets old running into folks in the real world and just seeing that the show has made it out to them.
How great that you get to work there. Also,
yeah.
Khalil does Clifton's tours. So if you guys are interested.
Okay, but if you work at Clifton's, he doesn't.
Because
they're not authorized tours.
Yeah, wink, wink.
So Khalil actually doesn't do these tours, but if you wanted
Khalil
to find him, you could find him.
I think you could find him on the Instagram.
You could maybe just look him up and see, and maybe you can go down to Clifton's and get a little history of a cafeteria here in L.A.
But it was great to meet you, Khalil. Thank you so much for saying hi.
Yeah, that was really great.
We had a great time at the Norton Simon.
Yeah, it's too bad that art is all going in the garbage.
I just think it's going into storage.
Oh, is that what's happening to it? They don't throw it away?
No.
We were there on the last day. Anyway, folks, Pistol Shrimps won. All's right with the world. If you'd like to come to a game, folks, the unfortunate news is you've
There's
only
not
got
that many
four
left.
More opportunities. Next week, November 13th, Pistol Shrimps will take on the Princess Layups. That game happens at Lake Street Gymnasium in Los Angeles, California at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is an early game in a part of town that parking's okay. It's not great, but at 7 it's better.
Maria's coming.
We got Maria. Post-game interview. Maria Blasucci, team captain. Big win for the Shrimps tonight. Talk about the victory tonight.
Absolutely, Mark. You know, we went out there, you know, a lot of us weren't feeling great. You know, you can see me holding this sinus pressure medication, and we went out there, you know, and we did our best.
Maria, you see, my wife's got some natural sore throat spray and some so birds of a feather here.
You know, like I said, like we went out there and even though we were sick out there, you know, we did our best, and then that's all you could ask for.
Your best was tremendous. That's a 41-20 victory tonight. Yeah. Talk about three factors for the team and what those three factors meant for those points. How'd you get all those points on the boards, really what I'm trying to say?
Well, Mark, you know, every day we go out there, we do our best, you know, whether it's on the court, off the court.
Is that number one?
When it came to today, you know, it was about just hustling,
okay,
teamwork.
That's two.
And, you know.
So it's hustling and teamwork are one and two, or was the first thing you said one, and then that's two and three?
And good vibes. All right, thanks so much, guys.
Team Captain Maria Blasucci, we'll see you next week, November 13th at 7 o'clock at Lake Street Gymnasium. She's coming back. We're going to go get ice cream. Maybe we'll go get some ice cream, honey. What do you think of that?
Sure.
You want to go get some ice cream?
No one can say no to ice cream. No.
You're right. Nobody could.
Thank you, Pistol Shrimps listeners, for having me. I know you didn't have much of a choice, but I tried to do you proud on this last season of Pistol Shrimps Radio. I hope tonight turns out how you want it to. I hope we're drinking for joy and not drinking to numb the pain. Come to our garage sale if you can find it.
Yeah, that's like a real... it's like I want to do some way to let people know where it is without letting people know. But if they find it, then they know.
Then you win. I think if people find it, that's odd.
Just be cool. Like, don't... It's my house. Don't...
You want that Gap t-shirt with the price tag.
Neoprene boombox or whatever it is.
It's pretty awesome. And outdated electronics.
A bunch of books. I got some good books. We got that Time Traveler's Wife. I love that book. Why am I selling that?
I don't know. Because I think we have two. Anyway.
That's probably
thanks,
true.
Thanks, you guys, for listening.
Okay.
Have a great holiday season. Tune in on Thanksgiving Day for the Macy's 91st annual Thanksgiving Day parade.
That's on the Hallmark Channel or Showtime or some shit.
NBC.
For everyone at Pistol Shrimps Basketball, my wife, Christina.
That's me. Thank you.
My name is Hudge, and I had a real great time tonight. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.